Random House Audio presents Blade Runner, based on the novel Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? By Philip K. Dick. Read for you by Scott Brick.
Auckland.
A turtle which explorer Captain Cook gave to the King of Tonga in 1777 died yesterday. It was nearly 200 years old. The animal, called Tu'imalila, died at the royal palace ground in the Tongan capital of Nuku'alofa. The people of Tonga regarded the animal as a chief, and special keepers were appointed to look after it. It was blinded in a bushfire a few years ago. Tonga Radio said Tu'imalila's carcass would be sent to the Auckland Museum in New Zealand. Reuters, 1966. Chapter 1. A merry little surge of electricity, piped by automatic alarm from the mood organ beside his bed, awakened Rick Deckard. Surprised, it always surprised him to find himself awake without prior notice, he rose from the bed, stood up in his multicolored pajamas, and stretched. Now, in her bed, his wife Erin opened her gray, unmerry eyes, blinked, then groaned and shut her eyes again. "You set your Penfield too weak," he said to her. "I'll reset it and you'll be awake, and keep your hand off my settings." Her voice held bitter sharpness. "I don't want to be awake." He seated himself beside her, bent over her, and explained softly, "If you set the surge up high enough, you'll be glad you're awake.